Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Hey there!
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Did you know?
What?
Today is Friday.
It is.
Yep.
I feel good about that.
You had two weeks in a row there where you got a day ahead. What day was it this week that he walked out? I think it was...
Yesterday.
Wednesday. You walked out and said, tomorrow's Friday. Yep. And we're like, no, once again.
Yeah.
I did the same thing last week. Yeah. Last week I was with you. I mean, not that, you know, you ever want to be here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
No, it's fine.
It's been pretty good this week. We had an interview this morning for our podcast that comes out this weekend. I thought that was good.
Brought to you by Mitra-9.com.
Go there. Use the promo code PROBLEMATIC. Get yourself a discount.
Do it.
And
do it.
We got, what are you doing, Ross Perot?
I don't know. I just said
Go ahead and do it. Get yourself some Mitra.
I don't know. I know what Ross Perot sounds like.
No, that's George Bush. Sorry, that's George Bush Sr., right? You got to do.
Yeah.
That's a mantra. That's what you got to do. We're not trying. Yeah. It's all impressions of impressions. So that's good. But listen, there's a sports story that I want to ask you about because it's sports, number one. But number two, it's a sport that I definitely don't know anything about, and that's golf. And I know you're not like a huge.
That dude got arrested.
What
today.
The hell is going on there? Did
that
you guys see this story? It's a totally crazy story. So there's a PGA tournament in Kentucky, right?
Yeah. Valhalla.
Is this like a big? I don't know which tournaments are big and which ones aren't.
Yeah, it's big.
So this
is—he's the number one golfer in the world.
That's what they were saying. I was going to ask if it's like a name that you already knew his name.
I knew his name. I'm not a huge golf.
I must know the guy who won the last time because this one didn't sound as familiar to me. But Scotty Scheffler, right? Mm-hmm. Is that his name? And he's the number one golfer, and he's in contention. They said in the thing that I watched to win this tournament.
Sure.
And I think they were on day two of the tournament.
Yeah, because they're Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's four rounds.
Okay, so they're on day two. And this is in Kentucky. It's in Louisville. And on the way to... Now, just please correct me if you've heard something.
Well, all I know is what, you know, probably the same stuff you know.
I didn't know. I figured there might be updates from those sports Twitter people who always get information early. And I know that you follow them, so I didn't know if they had any other information. But there was some sort of a car accident... near where this tournament is happening, and it was on the and a pedestrian was killed.
Right.
And it was on the way for, at least for Scotty, it was in his path to get to this tournament. So on his way there, there's like police
pulling
around.
Into the country club.
Yeah, so it's that close, right? Okay, so... he's trying to get into the country club for second day of the tournament, and there's cops around, and they're trying to stop him like, yo, hey, what's going on? The story that I heard, they made it sound like he basically is trying to explain to them, hey, I'm a golfer. I'm not trying to say that they said he sounded like a diva or anything. I don't know, but just
I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, he was apparently trying to tell them who he was, and it's not clear if that message got across or not, and then he tries to get back in his car, is what I heard.
Oh.
Is that what you heard?
No, but okay, go on. Where did you hear all this?
Well, this is just they had some guy on the news that I was watching. He was like, I look like a sports guy, you know, like a sports reporter kind of guy. He had AirPods in, and he was giving the news desk what little information he had.
So it looks like he, when he pulled in, the officer tried to stop him, and he kept driving.
Yeah, like he's trying to explain.
But what did you see?
But then they started yelling, and then he gets out of the car, and the cop comes over and shoves him against the car.
Yeah, but wait, that's not...
So that could be how it went down.
He's going to try and get back in, from what I'm seeing.
So maybe he never...
Wait, hold on. All right, now you guys got me confused, because you guys got two separate stories than what I read.
Okay, what's yours say?
Well, the story that I read was that he's driving in to the Valhalla golf course, right?
Mm-hmm.
In those cars, he thinks it's security guards.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
So there's security guards outside, and a lot of times there's security guards outside because there's public and fans and everything else. And on those cars where the golfers have, apparently there's some sort of ID, like a Lyft ID or something, right?
Okay.
So he thinks, I'm going to go around these people.
Okay.
So that I can get in and go warm up and play golf. They're stopping people who aren't golfers, which happens all the time.
Yeah.
So he drives around them. The cops start yelling. He doesn't exactly know what happens. And the cop jumps on his car.
Whoa, okay. Yeah.
So a cop jumps on his car, and they say he drives like 10 more yards with a cop on his car. And then, which, by the way, people were like, 10 yards? I'm like, 10? A car's got to be 5 yards. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, by the time he figures out who's on my car,
yeah, he just moved
10
a
yards doesn't seem like a lot, but people were saying that's a lot. But 10 yards is
just sounds like it moved
30
a
feet, right?
It's not
that much.
The car moved a bit.
So I'm looking at golf.com. According to Darlington, Scheffler was driving into Valhalla parking lot around 6 a.m. A police officer attempted to stop his car, but Scheffler continued to drive a short distance. The situation then escalated quickly. The police officer then began to scream at Scheffler to get out of the car. When Scheffler exited the vehicle, the officer shoved Scheffler against the car and immediately placed him in handcuffs.
Right. Okay. So, the story that, and this comes from the guy, so there's a guy who does play-by-play for golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's there. He sees it.
Okay.
So, and he's gone on TikTok and stuff and talked about
it. He's a good source.
They pull him out of the car. Whether he got out on his own, I don't know. I guess apparently that seems
to be.
That
guy that I heard, it sounds like he's getting, you know, bits and pieces and rumors. And so, and the video that I literally saw it, like, right as you were getting ready to walk in here. And the video was from a couple hours ago. So this guy clearly was like, we don't know how much of this is true.
Right.
And that's why I asked you. I thought maybe by now there were some clarification from some of these sports journalists. And it sounds like there kind of is. So his story was just a little muddy.
Right. So then they pull him out, throw him against the car, and arrest him. and then take him in. He's in the car, and he looks to the play-by-play guy and lips, please help me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no,
like,
I didn't
help
any
me.
Of that.
So this guy's like, he lips to me like, please help me. He clearly has no idea what is going on.
And he thought they were security guards at first.
He thought they were security guards stopping people.
Yeah.
From going into the country club that weren't golfers.
And because there was an accident, like, right outside, like, 2 hours earlier, there was, like, a deadly accident.
Yeah,
right.
And so the cops are all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the story that I was listening to was so unclear that he even said, it's not clear whether or not Scheffler was involved with this accident. I don't think he was involved with the accident. It doesn't look like, it sounds like what you guys are reading. No one is accusing him of being involved in this accident. He just happened to arrive after this accident happened and there was a police presence.
So Scheffler made a statement. This morning I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that occurred earlier. And there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. He said in a statement on Instagram, I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I hopefully will to put this to bed and focus on golf today.
Because
they
arrested him to take him to jail. They put him in the jumpsuit, take the picture and everything. Mm-hmm. At least it looked like it. Maybe that's AI, but it looked like they took the picture and they went in the jumpsuit. Then they book him, get all that done. They put him in a car and they were driving him back to the tournament because it was like a half hour until his tee time to participate in this tournament, which, as I said, he's apparently in contention to win. So they didn't know if he was going to get back in time for his tee time. Like this video, let's just see what this video says here. This is from 2 hours ago.
We're following a developing story out of the PGA Championship in Kentucky. We told you this at the start of the hour. World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler arrested while trying to enter the Valhalla Golf Club ahead of today's second round. He's facing multiple charges, including assaulting a police officer. Okay. Scheffler was released and has since returned to the course.
Okay, so that doesn't give us any new information, but there you go. He was charged. I don't know if those charges, if they've been dropped by now, or if they will be dropped. I don't know, but the guy that I was watching who was live over via Zoom with his headphones in, he made it sound like he's trying to explain to these cops who he is. It's not clear what happens when he tries to explain to these cops who he is, and then they tell him, hey, you know, you need to, you can't get past here. And he says, forget it. And he tries going past. So it sounds like he never got out of his car. And that he was, if he was trying to tell them who he was, if that part's even true, then he would have been doing it through an open car window, right? And then for whatever reason decides to keep going. And I wonder what his story will be. If he's saying, I misunderstood, then I wonder what he's going to say he thought they were saying. Because if a cop is telling you, don't go anywhere, don't move, and is mad enough to jump on your vehicle, I'm sorry. I'm thinking that maybe Scotty did know that they were saying, don't go anywhere. And he was like, F this. I'm participating in this tournament. This is ridiculous. I'm pulling into this parking lot. That's my thought, but obviously I have no evidence of that. But it just seems like if they're yelling at you not to move.
It seems to me more like he's said, like, I'm playing here.
Right.
Not in a diva move, but I got to get around here. They'll see the indication or whatever that I'm a golfer,
right?
They're not stopping me.
Okay. And I'm saying that, and is it possible that they said, hey, don't go anywhere, you know, stay right there? And he's like, dude, I gotta get in there. So he just starts going in there, because to jump on your car is an aggressive move. Like, to me, that says that the cops have already been telling you, don't move, don't go any further, don't you dare try and put that car in park or in drive.
That vibe.
I just guess from him jumping on the car, that makes me wonder. You know, unless his cops is totally out of control, like, why is he jumping on his car? Especially when it's not like the cops, I don't think at least, the cops haven't said anything about, like, they suspected that he was involved in this accident. That has nothing to do with it.
I think they were trying to direct traffic, and there's a bunch of cars there, and he thinks, okay, they're directing traffic. This is what I get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tries to go around because he's supposed to go in there. And then they freak out and jump, like, they're like, what are you doing? And the cop jumps on his car. Which is, clearly not necessary.
No, it's definitely not. If that's
And then they pull him out, throw him against the car and arrest him.
And take him to jail and book him. Or take him to the police station and book him. Yeah. And then it sounds like, I don't know, are they the ones that gave him a ride back to the tournament? Because they just said that he was getting a ride back after being booked. And they said they were giving him a ride back. And I'm like, who's they? The police or someone from the tournament? But he had a half hour until his
tee
time.
So here you go. This is what they say.
That's a bad day.
Scheffler's attorney, Stephen Romines, told CNN. Oh, this makes it even more clear. He says, due to the combination of event traffic and a traffic fatality in the area, it was a very chaotic situation. He says, his attorney says, he was proceeding as directed by another traffic officer and driving a marked player's vehicle with credentials visible. So he's saying, one guy sees the credentials and he says, go around. The other guy says, stop.
Contradicting.
He starts to move. He goes around and the other cop jumps on his car.
And that's the assaulting the officer.
Scott is alleged to have disregarded different officers' traffic signals, resulting in these charges.
Which is, so the driving
multiple
the car,
eyewitnesses have confirmed that Scheffler didn't do anything wrong, but drove as directed. He stopped immediately upon being directed to and never at any point assaulted any officer with his vehicle.
But the assaulting an officer is stemming from him driving with this cop
with
on his car.
With the cop on his car.
That's
right.
All it is. But that's still a bad headline when it says, you know, Scotty Scheffler arrested on his way into the tournament. And you see this picture of him in an orange jumpsuit that says charged with assaulting an officer.
Right.
That's a bad day. That is the last thing that this guy was expecting to have happen on day two of this tournament, where apparently, did I mention, he's a contender? You said he's the number one golfer, right?
I think I heard that too.
Number one golfer in the world. I don't think I'd ever heard of him. But you knew it. You would have known
his name
already.
Sure.
There was that guy. Who's the other guy? Like a McIlroy? Or,
yeah.
Was he real good a couple years ago?
Rory.
Wasn't he number
Rory
one?
Rory McIlroy.
I thought he was number one. What happened to him?
Well, I think he's probably still. I don't know.
Just not as good anymore? Yeah. Golf. Who knew? It's so tough. I mean, just like every other sport. Golf is one that you think if you don't play it, well, you could play that into your 50s, no problem. And if you're great, you can still be the greatest. And it's like, no. It's hard. You got to drive that ball, and you got to do it well. And sore back or anything else,
number one golfer released after being detained.
Yeah, so he's back in the tournament.
Yeah, and they sent him back. He said he's going to focus on golf.
Well, now I'm sure everyone will be rooting for him. I'm rooting for him. Go, Scotty. You know, I hate that you had to have your mugshot taken and splattered all over the news like that. That's a very bad day.
Yeah.
And especially if you didn't do anything. If the story is true that you got a cop saying, go ahead, and you start going and another cop runs over, which is so plausible and believable that one cop doesn't hear the other cop.
And one cop sees the credentials and says, go around. Yeah. And the other cop's like, I didn't tell you to go around. That's absolutely what happened.
Yep. And then,
I got to imagine Louisville, right?
It was Louisville. They should have body cams.
I got to imagine the PD is going to try to spin that to some degree, but
they better have body cams.
I know exactly. In my head, I know exactly what happened. This dude's going in. There's all these cops there. He's got the credentials. He thinks he can go around. He starts to move. One cop sees the credentials, and the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, he jumps on the car. Like, why jump on the car? Where's he going?
Exactly. That's
like, why, that's the other thing. People are like, yeah, he should. Why? He's going into the country club. So even if you think he is, what do you think he is? A giant threat or something?
Right.
But he's going into the country club. Like, unless you think he's a terrorist who's trying to blow up the Valhalla Country Club, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it makes no
just
sense.
Just follow him and yell at him.
Yep, yep. And they better have body cam footage, because if they're going to try and spin it, then let's see the footage, boys.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
You know, I'm not into astrology. I don't think you are either.
I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, crystals. And
what are you? Capricorn? Cancer?
Tarot cards.
You're a tarot card?
I'm a tarot card.
Yeah.
I was born in April.
I don't know all of them. Yeah. There's,
I'm an Aries, man.
Aries. And what's Aries known for?
We're the Rams.
Well, what are you known for?
Yeah, we're supposed to be stubborn.
Stubborn. Okay.
Like a ram.
Stubborn Aries. And what are you, Snow Cone?
Sagittarius.
And there's, he's a cock. He was born in February.
born in December. Sagittarius.
What's Sagittarius known for?
Being cucks.
Dim-witted.
I don't know. They're the archers.
The archers?
That's the little
Yeah, but
symbol.
What's your personality profile?
I don't
know. What's it? You'd never heard someone say, oh, I thought you dated someone who was into astrology.
Yeah, Keeksy was into it.
And did she ever talk about whether or not you two would be a good match, your two signs?
Never a good match, I don't think. I mean, never said, like, talked if we would have been, but she told me about
she never said, like, typical Sagittarius.
Let's see, I'm pulling it up here. Considered as a fire sign represented by the archer and is associated with geographical, intellectual, and spiritual adventure.
Oh, so you're smart
They're
and you're
fun,
spiritual.
Playful, and extremely philosophical.
Fun, loving, determined, direct, bold, passionate, and wanderlust-filled.
Okay. So did she ever say things like a typical Sagittarius? That's so Sagittarius of you.
I'm sure at some point.
Really?
Well, I mean, no, but not seriously. Like, you know, she'd be joking about it.
I've heard that back in the day, astrology was like, before we had psychiatrists, people would go to a professional astrologist, and that was how they got therapy.
Really?
Like Nancy Reagan, everyone makes fun of Nancy Reagan for it, but I think it was something that I was listening to about the Reagans, and they said people make fun of her, but lots of people back then did it. It was like therapy. You went to an astrologist.
She had the sign she didn't like. I think it was Scorpio was one, and then it wasn't.
Stay away.
I think it was Aries and Scorpio.
Stay away from those two?
I think so, yeah.
You're an Aries? Stay away.
Yeah, it says
I could be wrong on that, but I know
Scorpio. Unafraid of conflict.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Highly competitive.
That's true.
And honest.
I don't know. How would I know? But sounds right.
You're an asshole.
There you go. brutally honest is what they meant.
And unafraid of conflict.
I think mine is that we're two-faced as a Gemini. I don't know.
Yeah, Gemini's twins, got like two sides of twins.
The twins, yeah. I don't know if that actually means that we're two-faced, or I think that's what it means.
I think
but
it can mean that, maybe.
Never look too much into
versatile,
it.
Versatile, comfortable both being introverts and extroverts.
Mm-hmm.
They are quick to adapt to the energy of the room.
Mm.
They can be the life of the party or a wallflower.
Mm.
There you go. That's you.
Mm. Well, I'm not into astrology, but just thought you guys should know, because it could be true. You know, who knows? Tomorrow is the luckiest day of the year. And
It's
the luckiest day of the year. And I know that there's been some ups and downs with these stonks, boys. But just so you know, I made my moves this morning.
You cashed out.
So, I you know, not all of it, but enough. And they say tomorrow's the luckiest day. I'm like, maybe one of the things about Gemini is that, you know, we get lucky a day early.
Guys, we're losing our ass right now. Ever since 11, it's been crashing
hard.
It's
the large sell-off.
I think it's because I sold all mine. I mean, I had
hard today.
I owned 80% of the company. So, you know, once I sold, boom, it plummeted. But just hold. You'll be okay. Where's it at, Snowcone?
I'll have to check and see. I woke up today and it was up huge.
Yeah.
And then over the last 2 hours, it's been just crashing.
Yeah. When Laszlo Texan said it's like Christmas for you two, I was like, you know what?
It's at 138.
Mm.
And it was at like $3.
It was over $3.
It was like $3.50 earlier.
So I, you know, decided, well, how risky do I want to be? You know, you got to take chances in life, but also, this won't last forever, and could it get to $300? I mean, sure, it could, but it's not going to. Could it get to $4? I mean, sure, it could. Yeah. But, Laszlo, this is the first time.
Yeah, you made a lot of
that
money.
I've ever made money doing day trading, and I got to say, I can see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, you like
now,
it, huh?
Once you do it, it's like gambling. I used to go to I went to the casino a couple times when I was old enough, the first couple times, and I never won any money. I was like, I don't really like the casino, so I just didn't go. And then I had a friend who played a lot of poker, and he kept wanting me to give him rides to the casino. Let's just go to the casino together. Come on, come with me. And I never wanted to, but one night I finally said, okay, I'll go to the casino with you. And while he was playing poker, I won money at the slot machine. Mm-hmm. Once I won money at the slot machine, I was like, oh, I got this place figured out. Like slot machines. I mean, I was saying that. Here's what you do. You go to the penny slot, and I mean, ridiculous stuff. But it's whatever that reward center part of your brain is. It says, well, now
of course
so
you're
going to
get back in.
So what was the first one that you? Well, yeah, I mean, I got to diversify, right? I got to reinvest some of this money.
You should buy the dip.
I have a friend.
You sold the rip.
I mean, now's that's the true. Time to buy.
Now you buy the dip.
Sell
now
the
you
rip,
get back in
dip.
Now.
Yeah,
yeah, this is the time.
Same thing.
I have a friend who retired at like 38, and I asked him, "How the hell are you retiring?" Because I know what he did for a living, and he didn't have a college degree or anything. And he said, "Save all your money and invest everything that you save."
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but in what? I think he got a lot of money on GameStop.
Mm.
Because he announced that he was retiring shortly after all that stuff happened. And I was like, yeah, I think that's what
was
going on. Got another buddy who bought like homes. You know what I mean? Like two or three extra homes with money from that whole thing. We just sat by. Laszlo tried with AMC.
I did.
But, you know, but I thought you had a big one. You had something big at some point, didn't you?
Well, I've won some big gambling, but nothing really.
I thought you made a good. Oh, it's all just been gambling wins? Well, anyway, I just wanted to wish you guys luck. You know, I'm sorry if I brought the price down. Don't worry.
Oh, it's going to go back up.
Sure, it'll rebound. And thanks for playing. That's all I wanted to say. And maybe, you know, try tomorrow to look for something because it's your luckiest day. Geminis, we get it a day
it'll
early.
Be Saturday.
Tomorrow. I know, but, you know, figure out what you want to pick
really
something.
Because
we'll pick it
then
and then buy it Monday
be
morning.
Lucky.
And we'll pick it on Saturday.
You have to buy it on Saturday.
You pick it on Saturday and then buy it on Monday.
That works.
Are there people that can buy stocks on the weekends, like these people that can buy stocks overnight?
Maybe.
Because there are, like, certain people that can buy and sell overnight, right? The whole system's rigged. Nancy Pelosi just buying and selling stocks whenever she wants. Batch. Ridiculous.
The Church of- Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yo!
Yo! What do you think is the greatest duet in rock and roll history? It's got to be Godier and Kimber, right?
Oh, good choice.
It's a good song.
Good choice.
It's hard to think of duets off the top of your head. Cover songs, you know, that comes up all the time.
Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks.
Boom, that's on the list.
Carly Simon and Mick Jagger.
Never heard of either one of them.
Me neither. Well, I don't know what song they did together.
You're So Vain.
Peter Gabriel, Kate Bush.
That's a good one.
I'm just trying to think of songs that people did together.
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
There you go. There's another 80s
one. Oh, yeah, David
Bowie
and Queen.
David Bowie and Queen. There you go.
Good job, Ponte.
Well, they've already put the list together, so we don't have to worry about it. You want to hear what they are? It's that same website that we've used before, read some of their articles before they put stuff in order. Here's the top 20. Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Elton John and Kiki Dee.
Oh, yeah.
You Got the Look, Prince and Sheena Easton. When Love Comes to Town, U2 and B.B. King.
That's a good one.
Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. I didn't realize that was a duet. I wouldn't have thought of that one. Bring the Noise, Anthrax and Public Enemy. Okay, you put that ahead of Marvin Gaye? Okay. Snow Cone. This is a good one. We should have thought of this. This might be my favorite, actually. Girl from the North Country, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. That's a great song.
Really
they just sound
one.
So
they sound
at
so
odds
good
with
together.
One another, which yeah. makes them sound so good together. Do you like that song, Laszlo?
It's fine.
Okay. Girl from the North Country, number 14, Please Read the Letter, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Man, my dad loved that Alison Krauss, Robert Plant stuff. He loved Alison Krauss. He's a big Kentucky bluegrass fan. Was that the name of her? Alison Krauss and the Kentucky Bluegrass Band, maybe?
I'm not positive.
I don't know, but he loved her. And I listened to a lot of it, and I was like, Dad, this is not cool. You know what I mean?
Well,
but
it's
he liked
cool
her.
For him.
I don't know, Alison Krauss. I mean, maybe with the Robert Plant stuff, you know, at least finally something. But next one is Take Me Home Tonight, Eddie Money and Ronnie Spector. Not too bad.
Just like Ronnie said.
Number 12, Don't Give Up, Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush. There it is. Number 11, Leather and Lace, Stevie Nicks and Don Henley. Ugh. Number 10, Just the Two of Us, Bill Withers and Grover Washington Jr. I would not have thought of that as, one, a song that you put in the greatest songs of rock history. Certainly not at number 10. And I wouldn't have realized that that's a duet either. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Number 9, I know everyone likes this song, Fairy Tales of New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad,
that's
huh?
Oh, that's a really good one.
Number 8, The Sound of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel. We're counting that?
Wait.
That's you can't count Simon and Garfunkel.
Be able to count
any duo bands, right? That that doesn't make sense. Unless they had broken up and then gotten back together to do one song, then maybe I consider it. Mm. But they're a group. Yeah. It's a twofer. That doesn't count as a duet. Number 7 is a great one. Could be one of my favorites as well. Definitely is one of my favorites. Hunger Strike, Temple of the Dog, Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell. Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell together.
That's a good one.
Quite a pair. The Simon and Garfunkel thing. At number 6, I got You Babe, Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, that was a group to do. They were like Simon and Garfunkel.
Right. I just don't think that counts as a, or should count as a duet. Now, the top 5 here, I've pulled a little songs for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
For number 5, see, I know Snow Cone will like this one. I'm just going to fast forward through some of these. Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin and Sandy Denny. The Battle of Evermore. Is this your favorite Zeppelin track, Laszlo?
Man, I know it. I didn't know Sandy Denny
I didn't
was
know
on
there
it.
Was someone
By the way,
else
I don't
in this.
Know who Sandy Denny is.
Me neither. Does Snow Cone? You're the music historian.
No, I don't.
Who's Sandy Denny? Well, you read the Led Zeppelin book.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. They didn't mention.
They might have, but yeah,
how excited they were to get Sandy Denny on the track. Okay, so that was number 5. Number 4 is one we've mentioned. It's a good song. It's such a good song. It's probably my favorite Queen song. Is it your favorite Queen song?
It's up there for
sure. It's up there, yeah.
It's got to be. I mean, but I'm not the world's biggest Queen fan. I respect them and all. But it's such a good song. Okay, so that's number 4.
What about Jack White and Loretta Lynn?
Not,
what about Jack White and the Insane Clown Posse?
Not in the top 20. I don't know if it made it further down on the list, but let's see that. So I just hit Under Pressure. This one's number 3. I think we mentioned this one. Did we mention this one? We did,
Tom
right?
Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks.
Stop dragging my heart around. Yeah. Now that's a duet. They're not in a band together.
No.
They're both singers. He's got his own band.
Yeah.
She was in another band.
Yeah.
That's a duet. Simon and Garfunkel are not a duet.
No, I agree with you.
This duet, this next one, which is number 2 on the list, is really famous because it was considered groundbreaking and the first time that this was done. If I say any more, I feel like I give it away. These two groups came together and they mixed two flavors.
Ooh. Run DMC and Aerosmith.
There you go. Run DMC. Laszlo's favorite group, Aerosmith,
Man. And
Snowcone's favorite group, Run DMC. You know, it's like the moon landing, the OJ thing, and then Aerosmith. I just don't know if I believe Laszlo about any of those things. I think if we hooked them up to some sort of computer...
You think I like Aerosmith?
I think that when you hear certain Aerosmith songs, you like it, yeah. Now, look, I don't need to hear Run DMC do it. I understand that it was important, but if it were just Aerosmith...
Ugh, I'd much rather hear just Run DMC do it.
Right. That's a
That's
good song.
Horrible.
All right. And then the number one duet of, how did they do this? In rock history, the greatest duet in rock history. Here you go. It's a good song.
I was thinking, yeah, you mentioned it earlier. I was like, this
and since they're doing these
there.
As rock, why not, right?
Yeah, you said that earlier. Because that was the same woman he did another song with. That, it was on
the
list earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the other song that they did together?
I don't remember, but it made me think of this.
Let's see. Where were they before? Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
Yeah. I thought you just got the name wrong, honestly.
What, about with Marvin Gaye?
About
or
the other one, yeah.
Gotcha, yeah. No, I just didn't. I mean, I know that song. I didn't know that it was a duet.
Mm-hmm.
I go with Jack White and Insane Clown Posse.
That's your favorite
they
of all
song
time?
Song together?
Of course they did.
Did a lot of things together. They're friends.
Oh, I had no idea.
They raised a family together.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! You ready for this?
I'm watching Paul Skeens right now.
Well, you're the one who's been saying you'd like to see some more fights in Congress, make it more like Parliament. Well, you got your wish, baby.
Good.
Because Representative Marjorie Three Names went at it. AOC starts screaming at her. Texas, Jasmine Crockett, is that her name, right? From Texas. You've seen probably some viral videos of her. She's pretty awesome. She gets into it. Now, this whole thing was supposed to be some sort of House Oversight Committee session about Merrick Garland. I'm not exactly sure. What you're going to hear I don't know. It's like, tell me why they were supposed to be there, but I guess no one cares. But what starts this thing is that Marjorie said, she asked the Democrats if you're going to hear her say, hey, well, I'll just play it for you and I'll explain as we go.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Okay. So Judge Mershon, Trump's judge, there was news that came out that they said, hey, his daughter worked for Biden and Kamala Harris and blah, blah, blah. And it looks like she did. She worked for Kamala Harris's campaign, and then, at least according to Snopes when I looked at it, and then indirectly worked for, well, no, I don't know about indirectly, but did work for the Biden campaign as some sort of, I don't know if she's like an online, I don't know what she was doing exactly, but she worked, you know, to help get these people elected. Okay. So obviously this plays into the idea that this is a Democratic conspiracy against Trump, and this judge is obviously biased because his daughter worked for these campaigns. Now, that's not what this hearing is about. So that's why you hear Jasmine say, please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland. But then you'll hear another woman's voice and she's going to call her girl. And that's AOC.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right.
I don't know who that guy is. He's some guy with white. I've never seen him before. And I was like, I think it was him saying it. And he goes, is she a porn star? And I'm like, okay, were you trying to be funny because it's funny? Or were you being serious? Because he sounds serious. Like, is that a porn star? We got another porn star scandal? What's going on?
It has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about. I
think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Okay, so now Jasmine and Marjorie are going at it, and she says, Jasmine's saying, do you know what you're here for? Right, he's like, what are we doing, ladies? Jasmine is like, do you know what we're here for? And then Marjorie's like, I don't think you know what we're here for. And Jasmine's like, well, you started with this nonsense. And then Marjorie says, I think your fake eyelashes are making it hard for you to see a personal insult. And now AOC goes, whoa, no, don't shoot her. Okay.
Hold on. Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even your
order of your committee. Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Oh,
girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play,
baby girl.
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
We're not gonna.
Not the same guy.
I guess.
That a porn star?
I love that he's like a what now? It's like a sketch where the guy's like, "What are we fighting about, ladies? Please, can we stop? I want to go home."
Somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys. Earlier, literally just
said, you just voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look, it, calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do.
Crockett, you're not recognized. Miss Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
Don't want
calm down.
No,
please calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise and then you
can't take it. Control.
Because if I come and talk about her, y'all don't have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
All right, Chair.
Okay, ladies, please, can we stop now? So, there you have it, huh? All three of them getting into it. Marjorie starting things by taking a shot at Jasmine. I think that's what she's talking about, right? Her eyelashes.
Her eyelashes.
And then Comrade AOC saying, you will not talk about women that way. Baby girl, baby girl. She calls her baby girl. And then, you know, Jasmine, it seems like, he's like, I don't need you to stand up for me. I got this. And then says,
she called her blonde-haired butch.
Blonde-haired butch body bitch, whatever. I don't know. She called her something, basically calling her ugly. And then they're like, you can't do that. And she goes, you started it. And you can talk, but then you can't handle it. Because I think she says that, right? That's what they bleeped.
Yeah.
I think she says, like, you start it, but then you can't take it. And
she said you voted on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You voted to let it go because they wouldn't take her words down, I guess.
I guess so. So I wouldn't want to, you know, don't start a fight with Jasmine. I wouldn't. Oh, I mean, I don't know a lot about
blonde haired, badly built butch body.
Oh, okay. Blonde haired, badly built butch body. Like God, like God built it badly. Badly built. You got a bad body, baby. You got a bad body. I mean, even for a crazy mom, you got a bad body.
I like it.
I like it, too. What's wrong with her body? I don't know what she looks like. I know her face. I'm trying to think about what her body
I'm saying
like.
I like, you know.
I know. No, no. I know. I know you weren't saying, I like her body.
I can't picture her body.
That's what I'm saying. I can't picture Marjorie's body. I can see her face.
That other crazy lady's got a nice body.
Which one?
Boebert.
Boebert. She's got a nice body.
Oh, Boebert. She's gone, though, right?
She's gone. She is? What?
I don't know. I thought, was she gone? I thought she was gone. I don't know. I don't know. She's to be in a play? I don't know. I thought that she was out because of some scandal. I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking of the divorce.
Well, it was when she was vaping and, you know, giving that guy.
Yeah, and then there was something with the divorce. I don't know. For some reason, I thought she was done, but maybe she's not.
Is she not?
Maybe she's not. Don't listen to me. Anymore? Do not.
She's serving as the representative for Colorado's third congressional
district. Do not listen to me.
Jesus Christ, man.
Marjorie does have, she's kind of buff. That's the only, I mean, I can see that in this picture. She's got strong
Marjorie
arms.
Taylor Greene,
she looks like she could arm wrestle yet.
But she does look strong.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit here and make fun of anyone's appearance. I've never done it in 22 years. Not about to start now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us have, and I don't think any of us should. But there you go, Lazo. What'd you think of the fight?
Pretty weak. Weak sauce.
What? That was great.
But she does have a nice body. Her body is not badly built.
Who? Jasmine? Oh,
Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm looking at her. Walks back to her office after speaking on the floor. There's a, you know, I get a full picture of here. She's got a purple sweater on.
Let me try.
Black pants and black boots.
Marjorie.
She looks good.
Taylor yoga pants. That's how I look up everyone.
Yeah.
Yoga pants. Because that'll tell you the truth about them. Under Armour yoga pants, but better chance you spot them in yoga pants. Let's see. Can I find her? Because she seems like the kind of mom that would wear yoga pants. Why does my browser do this? I type in Marjorie Taylor yoga pants, and I hit images, and all I get is hardcore pornography. Why does it do that? There's not one single picture of Marjorie Taylor Greene here. I've got my settings screwed up somewhere. Anyhow.
Well, I got plenty of them here. Yeah.
There's your fight in Congress, Lazo.
I see yoga pants. I'll put in yoga pants.
Yesterday, we talked.
I'm going to say in yoga pants after all of my fortune cookies, too, now that you say that.
Well, I got to turn on my safe search. I mean, come on. I'm not a child here, but I'm not getting anything even remotely close to what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Marjorie in yoga pants. Oh, wait, is that her? Oh, no, but that chick does kind of look like her.
Here she is running up some stairs.
Someone must have said it's her. No, they say it's her. She does CrossFit. Okay, I'm looking at her in yoga pants.
Huh.
The internet, man. And there she is in dolphin shorts. Oh, that's not her. Okay.
Dolphin shorts?
Moving on. Michael Bomer. This is the guy. We talked about this yesterday.
Michael Boner?
Bomer. Bomer? Bomer or Bomer? I think it's Bomer.
Bomer?
Bomer. He is the guy who created the AI version of himself that we talked about yesterday. And that from that company, Eternos or whatever, the guy that's dying, the German guy is dying, and he's leaving behind this AI. So the guy who runs the company, who had contacted Michael originally, said, like, hey, you know, we could do this. He's been doing press, as has Michael, who has terminal colon cancer. And we get to hear what this AI version, the first AI version of, you know, a person who's not deceased yet but about to be, we get to hear what it sounds like. And it's kind of crazy because keep in mind that when you hear this AI, these are not things that Michael said specifically. It's creating new sentences that he didn't necessarily say, but things that it thinks he might have said based on the information it has. But it is mimicking his voice, and it sounds just like him, I think. But here you go.
We capture all that, and then we make that into an AI.
The final product blew Michael away.
And he was just like, wow. But he said, you know, hang on one second. Let me get my wife. She'll be the real test of this. And she came in. She started to speak with it.
Hello, Annette. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to chat with you. You bring so much joy and happiness into my life, and I want you to know how much I appreciate you. Your presence brightens up my day.
We all cried, you know, and I was like, I've been in technology for 30 years, but I've never been in a place where like that, you know, humanity and technology and the emotion of it. And she was just thinking, my God, it's him.
The CEO was like crying while talking about this. He got choked up just talking about how he choked up the first time that they heard it. Now, this is an example here that I'll play you. You'll hear like waves. It plays ocean waves. And what it's doing is it's recounting this vacation that they took. And he'll talk about the different islands that they visited, but the AI is generating kind of unique sentences in here. Things she hasn't
heard before. We visited Tahiti, Moorea, and Bora Bora, and it was such an incredible experience. The crystal clear turquoise waters, the stunning overwater bungalows. We had the chance to relax, explore, and create beautiful memories together. I still love reminiscing about that trip and all the special moments we shared.
I feel closure, but at least from the preparation, I prepared everything I was able to prepare.
And that's him talking there at the end. So you see, it sounds just like him. So if his wife were to say, you know, Michael, what was your favorite vacation that we took together? Then presumably he could respond with something like that.
How much
like
that cost him?
Don't know. They did not say what it cost him. But I think this guy wanted to promote this because he's a first customer. And when they talked to one another, Michael had somehow thought about this. He claims that this is something he had wanted to do, but he didn't even have to bring it up because this guy says, hey, you know, my company can do that now. And he goes, oh, I thought I would be like, you know, 10 years too early for something like that. And he goes, no, we can do it now. You'll be the first one. And so he's the first one. So there you go. What would you pay for it?
Well,
I guess it depends on how much money you have.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys should have bought when I told you to buy. Sold when I told you to sell. And then finally here, the Satanic Temple. I guess a couple of states have said, you know what would be a good idea? Let's put Christian ministers in schools. Well, why do you need Christian ministers in schools? Or are they going to preach? No, they'll just be like counselors. They can act like counselors. Okay. So, of course, states like Florida have said that this is going to be allowed and they can come into
the
school.
Why do they have to be Christian? I know that's what the Satanic...
They don't have to be, I guess, but that's what
right,
they are.
But is that everywhere?
I don't know
so
if
like
it's
in the Navy, they would
that.
Have chaplains, right? And the chaplains were usually Christian. But if you said like, hey...
I need a rabbi.
They'd have a rabbi there. Yeah. If you need, I want to go to the Mormon. It wouldn't necessarily be on all of the ships. But then a lot of times, like if you had a chaplain on your ship, if it was big, enough, then they had, you know, other denominations. But even then, if you were like, I'm Jewish, I need to talk to a rabbi, a lot of times a chaplain would come and talk to you and then get you in touch with somebody.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, they wouldn't just be like, well, whatever, we're basically Christian, so... Doesn't matter if you're Jewish.
Right.
Just talk
so
to a chaplain,
leader,
whatever. Yeah.
That's. It seems odd that you would be able to write a law that could specify.
Right.
They have to be Christian.
Right.
Ministers.
That's why I would think like they would have like you know you're going to have religious
leaders.
Counseling.
Right.
Which would also be you know obviously bad
wrong. Yeah.
Wrong. But it seems like it would at least be a little bit better.
Right. And then would they just assume, like, we'll say that because we know they're not going to get anyone who isn't Christian.
Well, maybe in certain areas, too, there may be certain areas or schools where they'd be like, yeah, we will have
these
a rabbi,
yeah.
You know, like, depending on where you are and say, you know, New York City or something, you know, we're going to have a chaplain and a rabbi.
Right.
It seems like, and I know Florida probably wouldn't be that, but Miami.
Plenty of Jewish people in Florida, though.
Right. South Florida. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like they would open it up a little bit more.
I don't know how the laws are written or if they're written the same in each state, but I do know the Satanic Temple does not like it. And so now the Satanic Temple says, now that you've done this, because I assume the law doesn't specify, we are going to be putting ministers of Satan, that's what they call them, ministers of Satan into your schools as
the
counselors.
The Satanic Temple wants to put its
ministers
own ministers in public schools in both Florida and Oklahoma. It's
Tom
a move
Morello
in opposition
in
to conservative lawmakers in those states voting
the
to allow religious chaplains to serve in schools essentially as counselors.
If they pass these bills,
not
they're
to
going to have to contend
the
with
funk.
Ministers of Satan acting as chaplains within their school districts.
My mom, we used to call my mom Minister of Satan when she was in a bad mood. We're like,
oh, really?
Minister of Satan's here. Yeah. Mm. And she's like, oh, I'm the Minister of Satan, huh? And then we're like, oh, God.
What did you really call her that?
You know, when you have siblings, you band together and
you did, though.
Come up with some codes and, you know, it's the Minister of Satan. You learn how to read someone's mood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know if that was a real thing that you called it.
Your dad hit you with the bottle. I'm sure that you could tell when he was done with your talk back. I'm guessing you tested him sometimes, and then you decided whether or not you were going to go full-on fight that night, or if you're like,
sure.
You know what, Dad's about ready to take a swing if I say one more thing, so I'm going to stop.
Sure.
Like when he says, Laszlo is on thin ice at the dinner table, then you go, okay, do I say something else now?
Where am I going to go with this? I get it, but I didn't know that if that was really a name you had for her. Like, me and my sister would just do the Charlie Brown voice.
For your mom?
Or my dad were yelling at us. We would just look at each other, wah, 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 wah. And then we'd get him even more mad.
So you were trying to...
Yeah, just like you. If you called her the minister of Satan.
Well, not to her face. Mm. Yeah, if she heard you, boy, forget about it. Big trouble. No, it's like if you're getting ready to walk downstairs, I'm going to go get some handy snacks, and your brother's on the way up the stairs, and he says, careful, minister of Satan's down there. Then you know, like, ooh, I'm going to go back upstairs. All right, we'll take a break.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! All right, finishing the news. Michael Cohen, the former fixer for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He is in court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my thing just crashed.
And the judge called him baby girl?
Yeah, he said, baby girl, don't even start with me. And then Cohen says, I know your eyelashes are fake. And the judge says, I will hold you in contempt. And he goes, hold me in contempt? You started this. And then says something about the judge's body. And someone said, are you guys talking about that?
A badly built body.
So are you guys talking about that stripper again? And he's like, no, she was a porn star. Anyhow, it's the second day. It was the second day of cross-examination for Cohen. And the defense thinks they had a very good day because they think they caught Cohen lying. Because of this whole thing about a phone call, which if you care, you can look into. But he said he made a phone call on a certain date. And they're like, here's the date. And here's what you guys were actually talking about. Which it is kind of funny because Cohen had said that that was the day he called to say, like, hey, you know, we got this payment going through or whatever. And the defense is like, actually, we looked up that date. And looks like you were texting Trump's bodyguard, whoever this other guy is, about what to do about this 14-year-old who kept pranking you. There was a 14-year-old that kept bringing her. And there's a text exchange, and you see the other guy say, just call him. Just call him back. And Cohen apparently is very upset about this. I love the idea that a 14-year-old got a hold of their phone number. But anyhow, they also, in court, for the jury, played clips from Michael Cohen's own podcast where he talks about wanting Trump to go to jail because the defense wants to paint him as a guy who's out for revenge. And, I mean, he kind of says that's what he's out for is revenge.
I truly hope that this man ends up in prison.
The jury hearing Cohen on his podcast, appearing in search of vengeance.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. And you better believe I want this man to go down and rot inside for what he did to me and my family.
You know, the prosecution probably wishes he hadn't done that, yeah. Right? But, you know, I mean, he was still doing it recently, right? Because the judge was mad at him for making those TikTok videos. I don't know. It's hard for me to get a read on the jury, Laszlo, because I haven't seen them. I've seen some of those courtroom sketches, but they're not even allowed to sketch the jurors, I don't think, right? Those jurors.
No, they can't.
Are they sequestered?
In Memphis?
I don't think so.
If you got, the OJ trial, those people were sequestered for like 8 months. If you got called up for jury duty and they're like, we're going to sequester you for 8 months, you fake some sort of injury or something, right?
Yeah.
You just start yelling things during
court. Although it would be pretty cool to be on.
Chicken baby!
I would think, no, maybe, it depends on the case. But if it's OJ, I can make a lot of money after this.
But you're going to be away from your kids for 8 months?
If it's Trump, I can make a lot of money after this.
I know, but 8 months away from your family. Look, I mean, you have kids. I guess I don't really have any excuses here. Brooke will watch the dogs. But so, and I'm sure if it was a case that she thought I could make money on from being a part of.
And I'll take care of your mom.
Yeah. You've got her taken care of. I know. You and the neighbors. So anyway, Cohen, you know, we'll see. But the defense clearly thinks that they've got this guy dead to rights. So Senator Menendez is on trial for corruption, for allegedly taking bribes from leaders, business leaders of other nations, trying to get things done for Qatar, Egypt. I don't remember. Is that all of them? Maybe it's just those two. But anyway, they found all those gold bars and cash in his house and cars. And we talked about all that stuff when they found it. And he'd been Googling things like, how much is a kilo of gold worth? And just really incriminating stuff. He didn't do a very good job of hiding this stuff. He just had money and gold laying around. So his defense has basically decided that they're going to blame all of this on his wife, that she was the one taking the stuff and she was the one not putting the stuff away. They don't know where it came from, that sort of thing. They're going to blame it on her. Her name's Nadine. You've probably seen pictures of her before.
She's hot.
She just finds out. Well, I mean, I don't know how long ago she found out that they were going to try and throw her under the bus. Couldn't have been that long ago. But then she gets, I would think that's bad news. Then she gets some even more really bad news. I mean, this woman is having a bad week, I would
say. That revelation came just one day after Menendez's defense lawyer indicated they'll try to shift blame to Ms. Menendez during this trial, saying she kept him in the dark about the gift she'd been receiving. The couple and two New Jersey businessmen are accused of engaging in a bribery scheme in which the Menendezes allegedly collected lavish items as the senator provided official favors for the businessmen and the nations of Qatar and Egypt.
And the revelation is that she has cancer.
Oh, so
she's
maybe
diagnosed she just, with cancer.
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe she's like, hey, just pin it on me.
Well,
I'm dying anyway.
It's possible. Also, can you get a doctor to go along with you and fake a cancer diagnosis for sympathy? I mean, you always see those lawyers trying to wheel their clients in and make them look unhealthy. And oh, he's elderly. Look at him. He couldn't do this. When I saw the cancer thing, I was like, is that a thing that people do? Do they say, don't you feel bad for me? I'm dying. Who cares about the gold bars? I know it does, but I thought if anyone could get it done, it would be a senator, right? I mean, I don't know how much juice this guy's got, but he certainly seems like, even if they try and blame his wife, doesn't matter. It seems like the guy is in a lot of trouble and should be in a lot of trouble. And I watched John Stewart.
I'm tired.
Me too. I'm ready to be done.
I'm very sleepy, yeah.
Yeah. I saw.
Well, go ahead.
Saw John Stewart's thing, and he's like, you didn't have to take that money. Did you watch it, Snowcone?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I did.
He's right, though. As a senator, you can get money. There's all kinds of loopholes, and they all get rich through all these loopholes, laws that they write to allow themselves to get rich where they don't get in trouble with the courts for going to, you know, Qatar or whatever to get gold bars. You didn't have to do that. There were so many ways you could have gotten rich. Anyway.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, then the last thing. We'll just be done after this.
Take a little nap.
A record number of Americans have been trying to cheat on their drug tests. You know, with marijuana being legal now in a lot of states and just our kind of perceptions of drugs have changed. And, you know, everyone does a little bit of coke, a little bit of crack, a little bit of meth. Lazo's tired, needs some meth right now. More people cheating on the drug test because the drug tests have stayed the same. These companies still want you to go take a drug test even if there's legal weed in your state. You still got to go take the drug test. So what do? You fake it. Now, the way that they fake these drug tests kind of surprised me. One of them did not, but there's two main ways that they fake the drug test, and one of them I did think was kind of surprising.
The record number of U.S. workers are cheating on employer drug tests. That's according to new data from Quest Diagnostics. Signs of tampering with urine samples and other types of tests occurred 6 times more often in 2023 than the year before.
I saw something about like a 633% increase. Anyhow, there's two ways that they say people cheat on these drug tests, the two things they see most of the time. One is they take something that's supposed to mask the drugs, right? Like what I did when I got out of jail. Bingo. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Took that magic drink from the head shop and told my probation officer to suck it.
Oh, okay, tough guy.
I did, didn't
you
I?
I walked in there and started crying.
I walked in there, and that was earlier.
In a black suit and white
socks. I walked in there and said, excuse me, Missy. I called her Missy that day.
You almost fell and hit your head.
I said, you can accuse me of a lot of things, but you cannot accuse me of abusing drugs because I just passed that drug test. And she's like, sit down, shut up. I'm going to put you in jail. But so there's that way. And if you use the cheap stuff, they can detect that in the test and they'll say, oh, gold seal or whatever. You tried to cheat the test with something from a head shop. But the second way, the second thing that people do, and one of the things I read said it's the most common. Any guesses? We've talked about the urinator, using someone else's pee. I would have thought using someone else's pee, but maybe they really can't detect that. So you know what it is? They use dog pee or cat pee. A lot of people. They fill the thing with cat pee or dog pee. I guess they put it in their pocket and then take
it
with
them. Can
they
not tell if it's a cat?
I guess they can. They're saying this is not human pee. This is dog pee. This is cat pee. So you did not pass the test because this is animal urine. So they must be able to test it because that's why it's coming back as the second way that they're getting caught. These two ways that they're getting caught. I guess if it's your little brother's pee, maybe you pass. And that's the smart thing to do because you're like, oh. He's awfully healthy for a 40-year-old, but, you know, he's drug-free. But if you use cat pee, I guess it must,
you know,
the alarm must go off, you know.
Meow.
And they're like, ah, cat pee. But I would never think to take my cat's pee. First of all, I don't know how I collect it. How would I collect my cat's urine?
Mine's just on any laundry I leave out in the open.
Right. I mean, I'll find it everywhere, but it's already dried. I can't put it in a cup. How am I going to get that in a cup? Now, a dog, maybe that's still going to be tricky. My neighbors are going to think I'm even weirder. I'm out back following my dog around with a cup trying to get the dog to hike its leg, and I need enough of it to take with me for a drug test. I'm going to be collecting urine for the weekend, which is what I'm doing this weekend. What are you guys doing this weekend?
You're collecting urine?
Yeah, for future, you know, insurance. Just in case. They could start drug testing us here any day.
They're not going to do that.
They could, though, is what I'm saying.
But they're not going to.
But they could.
They wouldn't have any employees left. What they already don't have any employees.
What if they found out that if they drug test, they could get a lower price on their car insurance? You know, they get a lower premium for their health insurance or, I don't know, workman's comp insurance. They could. Well, that's what my PO did. They'd never tested it before.
So now that's why you're collecting pee?
I'm just doing it for fun.
Yeah, why don't you collect mine?
I doubt it'll pass the muster, you know? I don't know what's in your pee. I know you had a crack problem. I'm not saying that you have one currently.
I don't have one now.
But I don't know what you do when you don't have the boys on the weekend.
Honestly. Well, I have them this weekend, so.
So.
Are we done? I'm tired. I'm really, really tired.
Yeah.
All right. Minister of Satan,
mm-hmm.
Good show. Stay positive, kids. It's the Church of Laszlo.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets. Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! All right, finishing the news. Michael Cohen, the former fixer for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He is in court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my thing just crashed.
And the judge called him baby girl?
Yeah, he said, baby girl, don't even start with me. And then Cohen says, I know your eyelashes are fake. And the judge says, I will hold you in contempt. And he goes, hold me in contempt? You started this. And then said something about the judge's body. And someone said, are you guys talking about that?
Badly built body.
So are you guys talking about that stripper again? And he's like, no, she was a porn star. Anyhow, it's the second day. It was the second day of cross-examination for Cohen, and the defense thinks they had a very good day because they think they caught Cohen lying because of this whole thing about a phone call, which if you care, you can look into. But he said he made a phone call on a certain date, and they're like, here's the date. And here's what you guys were actually talking about, which it is kind of funny because Cohen had said that that was the day he called to say, like, hey, you know, we got this payment going through or whatever. And the defense is like, actually, we looked up that date and looks like you guys, you were texting Trump's bodyguard, whoever this other guy is, about what to do about this 14-year-old who kept pranking you. There was a 14-year-old that kept bringing it. And there's a text exchange, and you see the other guy say, just call him. Just call him back. And Cohen apparently is very upset about this. I love the idea that a 14-year-old got a hold of their phone number. But anyhow, they also, in court, for the jury, played clips from Michael Cohen's own podcast where he talks about wanting Trump to go to jail because the defense wants to paint him as a guy who's out for revenge. And, I mean, he kind of says that's what he's out for is revenge.
I truly and hope that this man ends up in prison.
The jury hearing Cohen on his podcast, appearing in search of vengeance.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. And you better believe I want this man to go down and rot inside for what he did to me and my family.
You know, the prosecution probably wishes he hadn't done that, right? Yeah. But, you know, I mean, he was still doing it recently, right? Because the judge was mad at him for making those TikTok videos. I don't know. It's hard for me to get a read on the jury, Lazo, because I haven't seen them. I've seen some of those courtroom sketches, but they're not even allowed to sketch the jurors, I don't think, right? Those jurors.
No, they can't.
Are they sequestered?
In Memphis?
I don't think so.
If the OJ trial, those people were sequestered for like 8 months. If you got called up for jury duty and they're like, we're going to sequester you for 8 months, you fake some sort of injury or something, right?
Yeah.
You just start yelling things during
court. Although it would be pretty cool to be on.
Chicken baby!
I would think. No, maybe. It depends on the case. But if it's OJ, I think, I mean, I can make a lot of money after this.
But you're going to be away from your kids for 8 months?
If it's Trump, I can make a lot of money after this.
I know, but 8 months away from your family. Look, I mean, you have kids. I guess I don't really have any excuses here. Brooke will watch the dogs. But so, and I'm sure she, if it was a case that she thought I could make money on from being a part of.
And I'll take care of your mom.
Yeah. You've got her taken care of. I know. You and the neighbors. So anyway, Cohen, you know, we'll see. But the defense clearly thinks that they've got this guy dead to rights. So Senator Menendez is on trial for corruption, for allegedly taking bribes from leaders, business leaders of other nations, trying to get things done for Qatar, Egypt. I don't remember. Is that all of them? Maybe it's just those two. But anyway, they found all those gold bars and cash in his house and cars. And we talked about all that stuff when they found it. And he'd been Googling things like, how much is a kilo of gold worth? And just really incriminating stuff. He didn't do a very good job of hiding this stuff. He just had money and gold laying around. So his defense has basically decided that they're going to blame all of this on his wife, that she was the one taking the stuff and she was the one not putting the stuff away. They don't know where it came from, that sort of thing. They're going to blame it on her. Her name's Nadine. You've probably seen pictures of her before.
She's hot.
She just finds out. Well, I mean, I don't know how long ago she found out that they were going to try and throw her under the bus. Couldn't have been that long ago. But then she gets, I would think that's bad news. Then she gets some even more really bad news. I mean, this woman is having a bad week, I would
say.
That
revelation came just one day after Menendez's defense lawyer indicated they'll try to shift blame to Ms. Menendez during this trial, saying she kept him in the dark about the gift she'd been receiving. The couple and two New Jersey businessmen are accused of engaging in a bribery scheme in which the Menendezes allegedly collected lavish items as the senator provided official favors for the businessmen and the nations of Qatar and Egypt.
And the revelation is that she has cancer.
Oh, so maybe
she's been diagnosed with cancer.
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe she's like, hey, just pin it on me.
Well,
I'm dying anyway.
It's possible. Also, can you get a doctor to go along with you and fake a cancer diagnosis for sympathy? I mean, you always see those lawyers trying to wheel their clients in and make them look unhealthy. And,
yeah.
Oh, he's elderly. Look at him. He couldn't do this. When I saw the cancer thing, I was like, is that a thing that people do? Do they say, don't you feel bad for me? I'm dying. Who cares about the gold bars? I know it does, but I thought if anyone could get it done, it would be a senator, right? I mean, I don't know how much juice this guy's got, but he certainly seems like, even if they try and blame his wife, doesn't matter. It seems like the guy is in a lot of trouble and should be in a lot of trouble. And I watched John Stewart.
I'm tired.
Me too. I'm ready to be done.
I'm right, sleepy, yeah.
Yeah. I saw,
well, go ahead.
Saw John, finish this. John Stewart's thing, this. And he's like, you didn't have to take that money. Did you watch it, Snowcone?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I did.
He's right, though. As a senator, you can get money. There's all kinds of loopholes, and they all get rich through all these loopholes, laws that they write to allow themselves to get rich where they don't get in trouble with the courts for going to, you know, Qatar or whatever to get gold bars. You didn't have to do that. There were so many ways you could have gotten rich. Anyway.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, then the last thing. We'll just be done after this.
Take a little nap.
A record number of Americans have been trying to cheat on their drug tests. You know, with marijuana being legal now in a lot of states, and just our kind of perceptions of drugs have changed, and you know, everyone does a little bit of coke, a little bit of crack, a little bit of meth. Lazo's tired, needs some meth right now. More people cheating on their drug tests, because the drug tests have stayed the same. These companies still want you to go take a drug test, even if there's legal weed in your state. You still got to go take the drug test. So what do? You fake it. Now, the way that they fake these drug tests kind of surprised me. One of them did not, but there's two main ways that they fake the drug tests, and one of them I did think was kind of surprising.
The record number of U.S. workers are cheating on employer drug tests. That's according to new data from Quest Diagnostics. Signs of tampering with urine samples and other types of tests occurred six times more often in 2023 than the year before.
I saw something about like a 633% increase. Anyhow, there's two ways that they say people cheat on these drug tests. The two things they see most of the time. One is they take something that's supposed to mask the drugs, right? Like what I did when I got out of jail. Bingo. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Took that magic drink from the head shop and told my probation officer to suck it.
Tough guy.
I did, didn't
I? I walked in there and started crying.
I walked in there, and that was earlier.
A black suit and white socks.
I walked in there and said, "Excuse me, Missy." I called her Missy that day.
You almost fell and hit your head.
I said,
"You
can accuse me of a lot of things, but you cannot accuse me of abusing drugs because I just passed that drug test." And she's like, "Sit down, shut up. I'm going to put you in jail." But so there's that way. And if you use the cheap stuff, they can detect that in the test, and they'll say, "Oh, gold seal or whatever. You tried to cheat the test with something from a head shop." But the second way, the second thing that people do, and one of the things I read said it's the most common. Any guesses? We've talked about the urinator, using someone else's pee. I would have thought using someone else's pee, but maybe they really can't detect that. So you know what it is? They use dog pee or cat pee. A lot of people, they fill the thing with cat pee or dog pee. I guess they put it in their pocket and then take
it
with
them. Can they not tell if it's a cat?
I guess they can. They're saying this is not human pee. This is dog pee. This is cat pee. So you did not pass the test because this is animal urine. So they must be able to test it because that's why it's coming back as the second way that they're getting caught. These two ways that they're getting caught. I guess if it's your little brother's pee, maybe you pass. And that's the smart thing to do because they're like, he's awfully healthy for a 40-year-old, but you know, he's drug-free. But if you use cat pee, I guess it must, the alarm must go off, you know.
Meow.
And they're like, cat pee. But I would never think to take my cat's pee. First of all, I don't know how I collect it. How would I collect my cat's urine?
Mine's just on any laundry I leave out in the open.
Right. I mean, I'll find it everywhere, but it's already dried. I can't put it in a cup. How am I going to get that in a cup? Now, a dog, maybe that's still going to be tricky. My neighbors are going to think I'm even weirder. I'm out back following my dog around with a cup trying to get the dog to hike its leg. And I need enough of it to take with me for a drug test. I'm going to be collecting urine for the weekend, which is what I'm doing this weekend. What are you guys doing this weekend?
You're collecting urine?
Yeah, for future, insurance. Just in case. They could start drug testing us here any day.
They're not going to do that.
They could, though, is what I'm saying.
But they're not going to.
But they could.
They wouldn't have any employees left. They already don't have any employees.
What if they found out that if they drug test, they could get a lower price on their car insurance? You know, they get a lower premium for their health insurance or, workman's comp insurance. They could. Well, that's what my PO did. They'd never tested
it
before.
So now that's why you're collecting pee?
I'm just doing it for fun.
Yeah, why don't you collect mine?
I doubt it'll pass the muster, you know? I don't know what's in your pee. I know you had a crack problem. I'm not saying that you have one currently.
I don't have one now.
But I don't know what you do when you don't have the boys on the weekend.
I have them this weekend, so.
So.
Are we done? I'm tired. I'm really, really tired.
Yeah.
All right. Minister of Satan, good show. Stay positive, kids.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.